Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Karen Travers joins us from Hamburg, that's how I think we're now pronouncing it. She's the Washington correspondent for ABC News. Everybody's talking about the two-plus hour meeting between the President of the United States and Russia. Karen, this is John. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you for having me on. I mean, this was a meeting that went more than four times as long as was scheduled, and by President Trump's length, incredibly long. You know, he's not somebody that sits down for these extensive, lengthy conversations, but this was a very intense conversation. And Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that right out of the gate, President Trump brought up the issue of Russia's election meddling. He says he pressed Vladimir Putin on this issue. Now, Putin denied any interference, and according to Tillerson, the president wanted to move on. But interesting, a different take from the Russian side. The foreign minister, who was also in that meeting, says President Trump accepted that statement from President Putin. Senior administration official tells us that's just not true.
Boy, to be a fly on the wall. And here's the meeting with just four people and two translators. So we don't have any third-party verification of which side of the story is truer, right?
That's correct.
And and what you're telling me is, though, I mean, I think what we're wondering is these two guys sit down and they're talking about Russian meddling. Did they agree or not agree that the Russians meddled? And did the U.S. accept or not accept their version of it? Can you clear that up?
I can't. I mean, I can tell you what Rex Tillerson said, and then there was certainly a different narrative then coming from his Russian counterpart. The administration says he did not accept it, but didn't keep pressing the issue because he felt that it wasn't worth it to relitigate the past.
Well, I want to believe, you know, if I have to pick a side, I always want to believe the United States, although this administration's been sometimes less than perfectly truthful with us, but I think I'll believe our version of events over theirs, and I guess that's what I'm left with, huh?
That's probably where things stand right now.
I know that you've got to go. Any last thing that you want to insert here, Karen?
No, I think that's kind of the big headline coming out of this. I think also the fact of Rex Tillerson saying what a strong connection that they had, really emphasizing the personal relationship that he felt was beginning between the two presidents.
Karen, if I can ask a real quick one. We're seeing Tillerson apparently said that at one point Melania Trump was sent into the meeting to try to break it up or to get them moving along. That doesn't seem to make sense. Do you know what happened there?
That's what we're told, that she tried to get the meeting to wrap up because they wanted to move on to the next part of the schedule, but they kept going for another hour after that.
Thank you for your time this afternoon, Karen. We'll visit again. We sure appreciate your reporting.
Thank you.